Alrighty. Hey, I had a question about graphic design and logo creation. And I know that's a pretty nuanced conversation, but actually the answer is a little bit more in depth than quickly, oh, here's my designer, go get one. So really the options are an Aussie professional, whether I say Aussie or Western, a professional public kind of marketing agency with university trained marketing and branding experts. So that's option one. Option two is a crowdsourcing type site like 99 Designs, where you put up prize money. Used to be $99, but it has gone upwards of that. So you put a certain amount of money up, and then the designers design your design in the hopes that you choose that design, and then they will win the job. So often, and I have used that service before, of course, and what you get from that is a whole lot of options, so you can sort of choose one that suits your style. And then the third option is low-cost designers that this particular person asking the question knows I have some low-cost, overseas labor kind of affordable options in the graphic design world, and so again, maybe a fifth of the cost of an Australian marketing graphic designer, $200 an hour versus $20 an hour, that sort of thing. So let me just sort of break these down one by one and give you the pros and cons of each. So the, of course, the most expensive option, the full service marketing and branding agency, of course, they're going to spend the time to give you what you want. I do remember one of my clients though, and my vote is, by the way, don't go to them. It's just my vote, just my personal preference, because I saw some students of mine, the most extreme one of which paid a graphic designer $16,000 for essentially a logo that looked like a copy of another company's logo. Now, it was presented pretty well in that when they put the, when they showcased the final product, look, it did look impressive. But it wasn't because of the logo. It was because of the showcasing. It was because of the wrapping. Because they put this new logo on all their signboard mock-ups, and they put it on the side of a building, mocked up on the side of the building. But what was impressive was the displaying and the way it was rolled out, not necessarily the logo itself, because the logo itself was kind of like just a letter with a point on the bottom. There was nothing impressive about what they spent $16,000 on. And so that's certainly not my my preference. It might be for a big multinational company when they want to spend $1 million on their logo rebrand, but I'm wanting to spend $100 on this logo rebrand, frankly. So which brings us to the 99 Designs type thing, where you put up a prize of $100 to $300 or something along those lines, and they bid. The good thing about that is you do get to have some preferences and some options, which is great. It becomes a relatively easy process. So you do get the benefits of variety, and then you choose the variety. Just be careful that you don't buy the logo at that option, that is, or the brand and the color scheme and all of that. Don't buy it for the same reasons that I'm not recommending the first option. Don't buy it because of the beautiful way that they present you the logo. Be very, very discerning. Compare apples to apples, not apples to oranges. Like, take one particular type of flyer, take a sold flyer with the same design skill, the same quality, and say, how does my logo look, my branding look with the same logo on logo flyer A and flyer B, where the only variable is the color scheme and the logo design and the font and all of that stuff. Don't judge it based on how beautifully and cleverly they present the logo on the side of a building, or on, in other more impressive 3D, graphically rendered, beautiful presentation. Look at the logo and the color scheme in and of itself. My preference that I've always done for me is go to my low-cost designers, And what I say to them is, here's the best way that I've found to do it, is I remember I needed a logo for a company that I never actually ended up starting. I was going to start up a speakers bureau because I've done so many events with high profile speakers. And I saw the appalling job that talent agencies did for speakers and how much money they charged those speakers, or really in terms of they're skimming 10%, 20% from, you know, a transaction where I'm paying a speaker and this middleman who does virtually nothing, if not nothing, would get 20% of the fee. So I'm paying millions to put people in the room. The speaker has got, you know, the talent that I want. And yet 1/5 of the money is going to this middleman to put us together. So anyway, that was my vision. But for logo design, what I did was I really wanted something kind of classy and upper kind of, you know, something classy, something good, something, you know, I didn't even know what I meant. Now, if I went to a designer, I said, oh, just give me something classy, something whatever, they're going to give me their interpretation of what they think is classy. So what I ended up doing was I took some logos that I liked, and those logos were the Ferrari logo or the Lamborghini, maybe it was Lamborghini and the Ferrari logo, but I took one of those logos. It might have been Ferrari, I think. So let's say it was the Ferrari. It was either Ferrari or Lamborghini. And I also took the MSI, the logo from the laptop company, MSI. And I gave those two logos to my designer. And I said, the brand entity I want is called GT Speakers or GT Premium Events or something. So I'd love the initials GT to be in there in the style of these two brands, these two companies, these two logos. And what came back was magnificent. And it was maybe thematically and kind of, you could see if you knew that the roots of the logo were in Ferrari and MSI, if you knew that's what I did. But if you didn't know that's what I did, these things were unrecognizable. They weren't just a Ferrari copy. They weren't just a MSI copy. Because, of course, the color scheme was my color scheme. So it was a totally different color scheme. It was a totally different logo because it had the letters GT in there. And, you know, Ferrari's got a horse or something, and or Lamborghini, whatever it was, got a horse or something like that, or a lion. And the MSI's got a dragon. So it was none of that. It was just the letters GT in there. But it felt like those. And frankly, the end product was amazing, and it cost me virtually nothing. So if you can give a description of what you want, I want this color scheme, and these are some logos I like. Can you give me something in the style of that? Then you're going to be in real, real, real good shape, and it's going to cost you next to nothing. So, whereas if you have no idea and you just know you want a logo and you just have no idea and no ability to, I suppose, write the brief or give us any preferences of other logos and other brands that you like the look of, then sure, going to a 99 Designs type crowdsourcing option is certainly appropriate. So, again, if you listen to this and you're not the person who asked me the question and you want to sort of talk to me about my low-cost graphic design services and my team in-house that you potentially could borrow, then just reach out to me. You know where to find me. Just Google Glenn Twiddle. Find me on the website. You'll find me. Send us a message, and we'll get our team to reach out and see if we can help you as well. So thanks for listening. Hope that was helpful. And, yeah, look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now, guys.